There are sirens all around in the streets of me. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say.
All it took to bounce Brooklyn from first place in the North Division. Tonight, the Cyclones look to respond in Game 5 of 6 with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Hi again, everybody. Nick DeLuca here with you. Keith Radd will join us in just a moment. The Cyclones have made it to the weekend, but unfortunately, coming in off of a difficult loss yesterday, 1-0 in 10 innings. Brooklyn had their opportunities yesterday, there is no doubt about it. Had runners on in the first few innings, could not generate any offense, and were shut out for the sixth time on the season last night. By committee, the Wilmington pitching staff was outstanding, but the Cyclones feel like they let one get away. And the bad news, of course, Jersey Shore, who had an early lead against Hudson Valley, not able to hang on. The Renegades winning in walk-off fashion yesterday, so they have retaken first place atop the North Division down the stretch. Just 8 games remaining in the regular season as the Cyclones push for the playoffs. Some positives from yesterday. Dom Hamill was absolutely outstanding. It was a second night in a row that Brooklyn has gotten flawless starting pitching. 7 shutout from Hamill, didn't walk anybody, 9 strikeouts. Was extremely impressive coming in after a couple of rough starts, but he really had it yesterday and was on the attack. That's something that has been so big for Dom Hamill as this season has progressed, and it was really impressive to see him follow up an outstanding start from Thursday that the Cyclones got from Luis Moreno when he went 7 shutout of his own. But unfortunately, the Brooklyn bats that had been so good coming into this series were outstanding last week against Jersey Shore, and we're off to a good start in this series. We're stymied against Wilmington. This is a pitching staff that has been up and down, and they did not allow Brooklyn to get anything going yesterday. Had their opportunities at times, but the Cyclones just fell that one hit short as they have fallen out of first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. And know that they have to try and make up some ground. We'll be scoreboard watching as this one goes along tonight. We're trying to take care of what they need to take care of. And that is game 5 of 6 with Wilmington tonight. Cyclones and Blue Rocks warming up down the right and left field lines. It is another beautiful night for baseball here on Coney Island as we march on through September. Some cloud cover out over the water, but the blue sky and the sun shining this evening as the Cyclones play their penultimate home game of the season with hopes of returning in the playoffs if they can get it going down the stretch. Brooklyn was in it yesterday. Unfortunately, couldn't find that big hit, but they were in it because of an outstanding performance from Dom Hamill. 7 shutout, no walks, 9 strikeouts, continued to rack up the K's. He's got the most of anyone in the Mets minor league system. Had a chance to catch up with him ahead of this one. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Final home weekend of the regular season. Cyclones looking to bounce back after the extra innings loss yesterday. First pitch with Wilmington at 6 o'clock. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones starter Dom Hamill. Dom, had a chance at a number of points yesterday. Seemed like you guys were knocking on the door. How tough a loss is it when you know you guys had so many chances and just couldn't quite get the big hit?
Yeah, no, it is frustrating sometimes, but, you know, that's how some games go. You know, you don't execute as much as you can, but just that one execution you make out of several opportunities, that could be the one that's the decision maker down the road. So I mean, I just knew I was just trying to keep throwing up zeros, keep it a close game, you know.
Team was in the game because of your performance. 7 shutout, 9 strikeouts. Seemed like you had all of your pitches working yesterday.
My sellout that I've been rocking with the past couple of starts is just best stuff in zone. Like, I'm just trying to fill it up with all my pitches. And yeah, yesterday had that feel for all of them. Was able to just stay ahead on guys and keep mixing, stay unpredictable. And yeah, it was a good day.
Does your mentality change as the game goes along, knowing that it's 0-0, a tight game, and everything is on the line?
in a sense, you're aware of it, but you don't want to press and do too much. Like Matt O'Neill, he did a great job calling the game. I like working with him because he knows, like, when there's a big pressure situation or an at-bat, that can, you know, trickle into something else. And, you know, he's good at, like, you know, plugging that right when it happens. And just, like, we get on that same page. In a game like that, obviously, I want to keep punching out the world. But, I mean, if I can just get outs and just keep trying to go longer in the game, give my pen a break, then, yeah, for sure.
We've talked about this a little bit, but you've been working on your control. How much does no walks through seven stick out to you?
I mean, the proof's in the pudding, really. I mean, my last couple outings when I was only going in the fifth, you know, I was walking a couple guys in between, and I got the pitch count up quick. But, it helps with the pitch count. And then once you're attacking and just filling it up consistently, you start getting swings on, like, bad stuff. So, just attacking it and just staying ahead, they'll get themselves out.
Was it a switch in approach, attacking a little bit more, the key to staying in the strike zone?
Yeah. I mean, I know I've put away stuff, but, yeah, the key is we're trying to race the two strikes. We're trying to get a hitter out in four pitches or less every time. Just that common theme of just staying aggressive throughout the whole time and not letting off. And last night I was able to just, you know, stay focused, stay locked in, and not let any moments get too big.
For this team, back-to-back sparkling outings from starters Luis Moreno on Thursday and you last night. Is there a friendly competition when he goes out and pitches well, you wanting to follow suit the following day?
Maybe. Just on the strikeouts. I mean, we're obviously both happy we're able to go deep in the game. But, we're both able to throw up some pretty good gems for the week. So, I mean, we're just more hype as a team just where we are and, you know, getting close to playoffs. Miranda's a guy I can mess around with for sure.
9 strikeouts yesterday. You're up to 137 on the season. That leads all Mets minor leaguers this year. What does that mean to you?
It's great. You know, I mean, I know I got the strikeout stuff, and it's just – that's definitely a cool stat to have, but I like to see a little bit of my walk percentages to go down, and I think it's right around 10%. I think if I drop that down to, like, even, like, 6%, 7%, that's just going to give me, like, an extra, like, 15 to 30 innings at the end of the year that, you know, I just didn't put any pressure on myself because I wasn't walking. Yeah, it's awesome.
Down the stretch of the regular season, started with low A St. Lucie, where do you think you've grown the most throughout the duration of the year?
Probably in St. Lucie, really, when I kind of hit a rough patch that first and second month. And, you know, it just, I really had to, like, take a step back for a second and just reevaluate things and how I pitch and stuff and not trying to press and, you know, understanding that, you know, I'm out here for a reason and just getting back to, like, my rocks, my foundations of pitching. And, you know, I feel like I've found those and stuck to them.
What are those foundations that help you through?
Yeah, racing the two strikes, getting guys out with four pitches, and best stuff in zone. And riding the fastball in the zone, because I know I get, like, all my pitches will play best when my fastball's at its best. So just anchoring down on the fastball.
Dom, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
For sure. Appreciate you.
It's Brooklyn starter Dom Hamill back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclones schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
I'm back.
It is another beautiful night for baseball by the beach. Game 5 of 6 between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Cyclones hoping to bounce back from a tough loss yesterday, 1-0 in 10 innings.
had a chance to hear from Dom Hamill, who was locked in yesterday. Mentioned those pillars of pitching, trying to attack and make sure that he uses his stuff that was so good yesterday, had everything working, and it was really impressive to watch. So Brooklyn into play tonight at 64-60, 34-24 on the second half. Half a game back. First place Hudson Valley now in the North Division, and Wilmington coming into play tonight at 62-61 on the full season, 27-31 after the narrow victory yesterday. Jeffrey Colon getting the ball for Brooklyn against Michael Cuevas, who the Cyclones will see yet again on this season. Before we get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch, a look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse fell to Scranton Wilkes-Barre 2-1 in a walk-off loss. Jose Buteau worked 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball, struck out six, did not allow a walk for the first time since July the 14th, and Khalil Lee had two hits on the day, his second straight two-hit game. Binghamton lost to Somerset 7-1. Alex Valverde suffered the loss after allowing four runs in six innings. His seventh loss of the season ties a career high, went six, allowed four hits, four earned, three walks to go with those six strikeouts. Zach Ashford drove a solo home run over the right field fence yesterday, set a career high with his fifth homer of the season, and Luke Ritter extends his current hitting streak to eight games with a single in the sixth inning. St. Lucie was defeated by Jupiter 10-5 yesterday. Calvin Ziegler allowed five runs, getting just two outs in the loss. Prior to that start, Ziegler had not allowed more than three runs in a game through 14 starts, was the number two draft selection for the Mets last year, and a rough outing after he had been so good at low A. And Vincent Perozzo on the offensive side, 1-for-3 with a double, knocked in a run, scored twice with a walk for the Mets low A affiliate that dropped one to Jupiter yesterday. Going to be a bit of a later start. Doesn't seem like we're quite going to hit that 6 o'clock first pitch tonight, but lineup cards are being exchanged. Mario Lison and Luis Rivera getting set for game 5 of 6 in this final homestand of the season. We'll get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch right around the corner here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. And since we have the moment, there's such big news just breaking in the last 10, 20, 30 minutes that former Brooklyn Cyclones right-hander Bryce Montez Aoka going up. That is such an amazing thing because obviously he's a super talented, super freak human at 6'8", 260 pounds. But Bryce was in pieces, made of glass, some said, for many, many years. And just so amazing to see that he has been sent up from AAA to the New York Mets as Trevor May hits the injured list. And just one of those guys that you're happy for because he has literally missed years, years of his life not on a mound. And now he's going to the big leagues. It's beautiful. It's been a great year. As Matt Kipp, sometimes out there would say, it's bucket hat season. No one has any idea what I'm talking about, but that doesn't matter. Well, tonight, Wilmington, the Blue Rocks, the second baseman, Viondel Pena, leads off, followed by the DH, Jose Sanchez, batting second. Left fielder Justin Connell hits third. Catcher Onyx Vega is the cleanup man tonight. Right fielder Kevin Strohschein, that's fifth. Center fielder Cody Wilson hits sixth, and the bottom trio for Wilmington. First baseman Drew Mendoza bats seventh. The third baseman Paul Witt hits eighth. And the nine-man Cole Daly plays shortstop tonight with Michael Cuevas, the high school draft pick on the mound for the Washington Nationals affiliate. Those guys come in at 27 and 31, 7.5 back off Hudson Valley. Now Matt Rudick leads off for the Cyclones. He's in left field. Center fielder Alex Ramirez bats second. JT Schwartz hits third and plays first base. Jose Perozza in the cleanup spot tonight. He's at second base. The right fielder Stanley Consuegra hits fifth. Catcher Jose Mena hits sixth. William Lugo, the third baseman, bats seventh. Joe Swasey, the DH, hits eighth. Shervin, the shortstop, bats ninth as the Cyclones emerge from the dugout with a smoke screen. Why? Because it's Saturday in New York City and Coney Island. That is why. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it. But we're ready to go. And those lineups tonight were brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express. Always reminded to stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. That does it for the pregame show. We'll take one more break and we'll walk through a smokescreen when we get back to bring you Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo grabs one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Acuna going back up against the tree. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Looking by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones Baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game five of a six-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Saturday from the Catbird seat. His name is Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. Happy to bring you Brooklyn Cyclones baseball tonight on a Saturday in Coney Island, the final home regular season Saturday of the year. And tonight, a big buzz. Mo Willems is here doing a book signing, book reading. Some of the characters from the famed childhood author, who, by the way, is a Brooklyn Knight. So we love Mo Willems in the building. Cyclones actually wearing baby blue tops with Mo Willems caricatures on it tonight. But even though they're all colorful and ready to rumble, they're in second place. That's how quickly things can change. Last night, the Cyclones lost a game that you just sit back and go, well, they could have scored about 900 times. But lost 1-0 in 10 innings. It felt like a one that you really just wanted to have back. And, of course, the other shoe that dropped was that Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore. So they won. Brooklyn lost. And now Hudson Valley is in first place by a half game. So the Cyclones looking to try to take the series lead tonight. Both these teams have split the first four games, and Viandel Pena stands in from the left side against Jeffrey Colon, who makes the start tonight. Colon gets the sign. First pitch to the switch hitter batting left is across the outside corner at 93. Fastball in for strike one. And we go going at 6:02, a little bit tardy, but pretty good job today by the staff to get going at all. Colon spins the 0-1 and missed outside with 89. One ball, one strike. 75 degrees. It really is the perfect temperature. Not too hot, not too cold. Light breeze off the beach. Pena waves the bat. 1-1. Caught on and missed. Slider down and in. And it's 1-2. Now, Colon, last time out, last Sunday in Jersey Shore, was amazing. 9 strikeouts in relief. Amazing. One of his best outings. 1-2. Strike 3 caught inside corner. Well, the strikeouts keep rolling for Colon. Pena sent packing. One down in the top of the first. Pena was at 230. No homers, 9 RBIs. 305 on base. So Pena down. Here's Jose Sanchez, righty DH. Shadows creeping out of the infield. Sunshine falling on the outfield. First pitch. Fastball missed outside at 92. It's 1-0. Sanchez at 245, 5 homers, 40 RBIs. On base at 329. Colon nods yes, drops the glove, raises it again, the 1-0.
That's on the inside edge, and Sanchez nods his head yes for a strike that came rumbling across the letters at 93. Ball and a strike. Here comes the next toss. This one's looped to the left field. Rudick looking for it in the sun. He's got eyes on it, raises the glove, and makes the catch. And there's two down. Matt Rudick in left tonight. Alex Ramirez in straightaway center. Stanley Consuegra in right. JT Schwartz at first base. William Lugo at the hot corner on the other side of the diamond. And the guys up the middle. The middle infielders, shortstop Shervin Newton and second baseman Jose Peroza. Cologne's battery mate tonight, fellow Dominican, that is Jose Mena. Two up, two down. Here's Justin Connell. No score, top of the first. Cologne leans back, fires. And missed outside with a slider for ball one. Jeffrey, a 27% strikeout rate, walk rate at 10%. He's given up two home runs in his four outings with Brooklyn. The 1-0. Grounded to third. Lugo ingests it, lost it, picks it up, throws it across. Not in time. This has been some week, not just for the Cyclones, but for Wilmington as well. These are sure-handed players. You think making sure-handed plays, but even the routine is not routine, at least this week.
Yeah, it's been a struggle and kind of weird, especially because it's been happening on both sides, and Cyclones know that there's so much on the line, and defense has been a problem.
One on for Onyx Vega. Pitch to the righty. He leans back, takes the fastball at 94, up and in. Connell, by the way, on. He's a 333 with a 414 on base. Pitch to Vega. There's a strike. Fastball in the outside corner at 92. Vega hitting at 278. Three long balls. He's driven in 26 runs. And the on-base clip at 389. Stretch for Cologne, 1-1. Bounce in the dirt. Great backhand stab by Jose Mena. Reaching across his body. That thing bounced in the opposing batter's box, so to Mena's right. And he's able to keep Connell at first base. Schwartz holding Connell on. Jeffries 2-1. Chopper towards third, but foul. Two balls and two strikes. So the metrics on Cologne again, 27% K rate, walk rate at 10%. His FIP is 4.61, but his ERA is a microscopic 1.32. So trying to bring the FIP down, pitch closer to that ERA. He's been throwing the ball really well. 2-2 in the dirt. Connell hops off. Mena stops it and looks the runner back. So FIP basically just is telling you that the numbers that Cologne has put together, first of all, phenomenal, that he's only given up two runs while he's been with the Cyclones in four outings. But he's given up some home runs, and he's walked a few batters. 3-2, Connell goes, pitch is fouled back. And so FIP, that metric, kind of dinks Cologne. It basically is saying, hey, his ERA is great now, but if he keeps up all these walks and a couple of these home runs, his ERA might be 4.5. And so Cologne, who's again in a very small sample size, four outings with Brooklyn, is trying to stay the course. 3-2 again, down and in, and he walks Vega after the E5. So I'm sure William Lugo, who made that error, is just hoping and praying he gets another one. He takes care of getting the Cyclones out of the inning because Wilmington trying to get this thing to snowball. First and second with two outs.
And one of the other consequences of the error. Pitch count goes up for Jeffrey Cologne, but at the same time, a really good test for a young pitcher, 22 years old, first foray into the high A level. Pitched through some adversity. Wasn't his fault. Now got to respond with the third out.
First one to Stroshine. Righty pokes it foul down the right field side. Strike one. Stroshine hitting at 249. Three homers, 30 RBIs. On base at 296. Top of the first inning, no score. Wilmington batting with first and second. Cologne's 0-1. Down and out, miss with 94. It's a ball and a strike. Cologne last week, 9 punchies, 1 run over 5. Gave up 5 hits, didn't walk anybody. That was the game that the Cyclones won, 18-1. Head on a swivel, Cologne looks at second, back home, pitch. Outside and low again with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Cyclones have thrown back-to-back seven shutty outings from their starters. Luis Moreno on Thursday, Dom Hamill last night. 2-1. Line fouled on the right field side towards the dugout. 2-2.
In other words, a tough act to follow for Jeffrey Colon.
I wouldn't want to do it. Colon standing sideways on the mound. Third base side of the rubber. Set at his chest. A strike away. 2-2. In the dirt. No bite from Stroshine. Three balls, two strikes. And what Dom was able to do last night was amazing. Glad to get him on the pregame show today. And no walk. Dom Hamill is a confident Dom Hamill. 9 strikeouts, no walks for a guy going into last night's game. Had 3 consecutive outings, 21% walk rate. Just walking the world. Payoff, runners move. Pitch grounded towards the left side. Lugo gloves, looks to first, wings that way and got him. And William Lugo gets the Cyclones in and out of trouble and keeps Jeffrey Colon from giving up anything unearned. 2 stranded, we go to the bottom of the first from Coney Island on a Saturday night. Cyclones coming to the plate on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Tonight, Michael Cuevas takes the baseball for Wilmington against the Brooklyn Cyclones. He'll come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Wilmington had 2 on and 2 out and did not score against Jeffrey Colon. So we are scoreless. And for Michael Cuevas, who has thrown against the Cyclones a whole lot, this is Michael's 5th start against Brooklyn. Just against these guys, he is 0-2 with a 5.63 ERA. 12 strikeouts, but 12 walks in 16 innings. Walks have been an issue for the young guy. Cuevas, a high school draft pick out of Brennan High School in San Antonio, Texas. 23rd rounder back in 2019. He's a righty, and lefty Matt Rudick stands in to lead off the bottom of the first. The lift and the first. That's at the knees at 84 for strike one. Rudick hitting at 240, 3 homers, 25 RBIs, and a 368 on base. Cuevas is 0-1. A little bit low. Went to the fastball there at 90. It's a ball and a strike. Last time Cuevas and the Cyclones hooked up, Michael lasted into the 5th inning, but gave up 5 runs. The 1-1. Just outside. Try the 2-seamer. Has that tail to it, so it just started on the outside corner and then made a right turn and just missed. And he leans back to 2-1. That's down and out at 91 miles an hour. And a count of 3 balls and a strike. Cuevas, 24 games, 23 starts, so good on him to get out there outing after outing. He has thrown every single week for Wilmington. 3-1. There's a strike. Fastball at the knees on the outside corner. 3-2. Cuevas, 21 years old. 3-2. Rudick slashes it foul into the crowd, third base side. It's one of those guys at the 23rd round when they had that back then when it was 40 rounds that the Washington Nationals took a chance on. Didn't know if Cuevas would come or go to college. And he decided to sign, turn pro. 3-2. Ripped into right field in the air. Here comes Stroshine, but he plays it on a hop. Base hit for Matt Rudick. Typical Rudick, seeing as many pitches as humanly possible. That is what a good little leadoff hitter is supposed to do, and he's on base. Bottom of the first, no score. Here's Alex Ramirez. Tall, slender, righty batter. Cuevas out of the stretch. First pitch. Changeup missed low for ball one. Alex at 266, 5 homers, 30 ribbies. Leads all Mets minor leaguers in hits. Rudick leads from first. The 1-0. Grounded to second base. Pena there to his right. Fields throws to second for a one. Daly to first base. Got it. Cyclones have continued last night's trend of rolling in the double play after double play. That is the fourth one of the last two nights.
New day, same result, unfortunately, for Brooklyn. And that was the killer from yesterday. Getting guys on base, but unable to move them across because of those double plays.
Two down, no score, bottom of the first. Here's JT Schwartz. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball missed outside. Cuevas turning it up to 93. So far his hardest one of the night. JT at 273, 5 homers, 44 RBIs. 355 on base. The 1-0, that's flicked foul onto the rooftop, third base side. Nothing in two. One coming to Schwartz. That's on the inside corner. So check the count. It's now a ball and two strikes. Cyclones have seen Cuevas a whole lot. William Lugo took him deep for a home run. So no secrets, no surprises. Last home week of the year. Cuevas turns to feet. 1-2. That's low at 85 with the changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Schwartz has a hit. Cuevas' issue, though, against the Cyclones has been walking just way too many batters. Here comes his 2-2. JT hammers it foul on the ground outside the third. That was the fastball up. Last week, Cuevas saw Aberdeen. Man, went four scoreless against those guys. Four hits, three walks, and one strikeout. Trying to finish the season on a high note. The Texan deals the 2-2 to Schwartz. Pitch grounded the other way. Shortstop hold. Daly to his right. Reaches out, and it's by him. Base hit into left field. So Schwartz, who yesterday snapped a 10-game hitting streak, gets right back to it with a single in the bottom of the first.
And now on base in 19 of his last 20. That opposite field approach that he and Richie Benes have talked about a bunch really helps him out, staying through the zone, the bat staying in the zone as long as possible. And found some green turf that time outside the reach of Cole Daly.
Scoreless, bottom one. Here's Jose Peraza. Cuevas to the plate. This pitch ripped to third. Witt right there to make the catch, chest high. So Peraza right on that breaking ball, but he lines out and the inning over. Peraza was at 260, 7 homers, 47 RBIs. Cyclones strand one. And we go to the second inning, scoreless, game 5. Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Onward to the top of the second inning. Wilmington Blue Rocks and Brooklyn Cyclones. Rocks come to the plate against Cologne right-hander Jeffrey Cologne, who got out of a little jam in that first inning. Two-out error from William Lugo, his third baseman, ended up putting a runner on, and then the next batter walked. But William Lugo got the next ball and handled Kevin Strohschein on an easy ground out. So 6, 7, and 8 in the Nationals' high order, starting with the righty center fielder, Cody Wilson. Cologne to the plate. First pitch, strike at 92 miles an hour with the fastball. Jeffrey turns 23 this November. Signed with the Mets in June of 2018. 0-1, caught on and missed, breaking ball down and away. And it's nothing in two. Supposed to be working with Keyshawn Askew as the piggybacker, but Keyshawn hit the injured list a couple days ago. The 0-2. Just missed outside for ball one. Wilson, by the way, at 233. Two homers, 10 RBIs, and a 305 on base. Cologne turns the hips, 1-2. Check swing and a slider down and away, but no offering, says Mickey Smith, who's down first. Chandler Durham calling balls and strikes. So Keyshawn is unavailable. Hoping to get him back to the playoffs potentially. 2-2. Chop foul down third. Saw Keyshawn before rolling out, as many players like to do. You have a roller, by the way, at home? You get to roll out like you do in yoga, work out those muscles?
Yeah, I roll my voice before every game.
Get the larynx going?
Something like that.
I love those rollers. You get out there, you realize, wow, I do sit a lot. But anyway, Keyshawn was rolling around in the clubhouse.
Push-ups and crunches, that's all I got for you.
And he said, I'm hoping to be back soon. Hoping. So Cologne's show tonight, 2-2. That's outside, ball three. But these two have been piggybacking since they came up together from Low A St. Lucie. Jeffrey getting his second start with the Cyclones in fifth game. Payoff to Wilson. Chopper over the mound, up the middle. Perosa on the backhand, fields from deep second, throw to first, got him. Showing off that arm, Jose Perosa with a great play to retire the speedster, Cody Wilson.
And a tough play moving away from where he's going to throw the baseball. A couple of steps up the middle, field on the backhand, and Jose Perosa has been so solid defensively all year long. Plants the foot and a strong throw for the first out.
Scoreless game, top of the second inning. Nobody on base. One out for Drew Mendoza. Big lefty. Pitch. Fastball strike on the inner half at 92. Mendoza hitting at 213, six homers, 49 RBIs. On base low now at 293. Cologne high kick, 0-1. It's a little bit low on the tall lefty. Fastball looking for the knees, didn't get it, a ball and a strike. Drew is 6'5", 225. Big kid. 1-1. Changeup strike hits the outside edge. Mendoza thought about it. Kept the hands back, though, 1-2. Wind blowing in tonight softly from center field towards the third base dugout. Cologne's 1-2. Chop foul at home plate. Mendoza just got a piece. Jeffrey made his high A debut against these guys at Frawley Stadium in Delaware. That was on August 11th. So less than a month ago, three scoreless in that debut. 1-2, roller foul outside of first. JT over to look at down the line. By the way, if you missed it earlier in the pregame show, great news today. It continues to be an amazing year. Bryce Montez de Oca, who was a Brooklyn Cyclone last year, has been called up to the major leagues and joins the New York Mets. 1-2. Foul back. Bryce drafted in 2018. Got here and then got hurt and missed 18, missed 19, missed 20. But the kicker of that was, of course, it was a COVID year, but he also got surgery again in 2020. And last year made his basically debut, and now he's in the big leagues. 1-2. Mendoza strikes out. Hard fastball away. And Colon has his second punchy and second out in the second inning.
Really nice pitch, and talking about that journey to get to the big leagues. Makes it all worth it. And so much goes into it. You were talking about Keyshawn and the rehab and everything that you have to do. Sometimes not the most glamorous, but if it all pays off in the end, it's worth it.
Here's Paul Witt with two outs. First pitch, fastball, strike, outside edge. Nothing in one. Rehab is, it's a mental grind as well as a physical one. The 0-1. Witt lines one soft into second base. Perosa makes a hop catch and flashes a big grin at his shortstop partner, Shervin Newton. That catch ends the inning. Witt now 5 for 12 in 5 games with the Blue Rocks. Colon has a 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second. No score, Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night, New York City. We're down in Coney Island and we go to the bottom of the second inning. As the Cyclones come to the plate against Blue Rocks right-hander Michael Cuevas. Blue sky overhead. That 6 o'clock start today. Don't mind it. Get a little extra sunshine. One extra hour. Sun going down right around 7:45 tonight in New York. But blue sky, white streaky clouds. Birds flying over the beach. Folks out on the pier, out in right field. And a big crowd today at Maimonides Park. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra. Cuevas steals the slider. It's cut on and missed. Nothing in one. Cuevas gave up two singles in the first inning, but got a big double play ball and threw a scoreless frame. The 0-1. Ripped down the left field line. It is a base hit. Connell to his right, fields and fires back in. Consuegra holds on with a sharp single. He was at 212, 5 homers, 22 RBIs, and a 293 on base.
And Stanley has been getting on base, but the Cyclones still looking for that big-time production that they got from him when he came up from low A. Maybe that swing gets him going.
Here's Mena. He's had a really hot week. Righty against righty. Cuevas from the belt deals. That's up and in at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Mena hitting a 251, 8 home runs, 34 RBIs, and a 284 on base. Scoreless in the bottom of the second. 1-0. Down and out with a changeup, ball two. Onyx Vega catching tonight. Paul Witt at third. Cole Daly at short. Vian Del Pena at second. Drew Mendoza over at first. Connell Wilson Stroshine across the outfield, left to right. Maynard rests the bat on his back right shoulder. Cuevas behind 2-0. Pitch. Letter high fastball at 89. Strike one. Maynard last night had an early single. Big night on Thursday. Four hits. Go back to Wednesday. Had a three-run home run. 2-1. Fouled back into the right. Strike two. Now last night he came to the plate in the bottom of the 10th inning. Cyclones are down 1-0. Of course, he had that runner at second base in extras. And Maynard swung at the first pitch and flew out to left field. And Swager off first. Spinning a throw over and Stanley back in. Now Luis Rivera, who has, of course, loved Maynard's week and loved his approach this year, just had a conversation with him about swinging at the first pitch in that situation and exactly what to do, how to approach it. Rivera didn't like it too much. 2-2. It's down and in with a breaker. Ball three. Maynard basically told Luis he's trying to hit it out. And Luis, you know, appreciated that, but here's a better idea. Pitch middle away, drive it in the gap. 3-2. That's up high. Maynard works a very rare walk. Jose down to first, Consuegra down to second. This has the makings of some life now for the Cyclones, who have first and second, nobody out.
It is such an interesting conversation about how to approach an at-bat, and something that has generated a lot of interest because this rule is so new and teams are trying to figure out exactly how to play it. Maybe you want Jose Maynard to take a pitch or two. Felt like that was a pretty good pitch to hit last night. So I understand Luis Rivera's hesitation, but at the same time, I think a hitter as hot as Jose Maynard is right now, you want him being aggressive. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but you hope that your hitters have enough discipline to get the pitch that they want, and if they swing at it, you live with the result.
Two on for Lugo. Nobody out, bottom two. Pitch. Popped up in a shallow right. Stroshine curls around. Kevin on the run towards the line, makes the catch. No movement from either Consuegra or Mina. Lugo is at 256, four homers, 15 RBIs, and a 333 on base. The Cyclones in that 10th inning last night, fly out, ground out, and then Palmer struck out with the tying run at third base. They lost 1-0 in 10 innings. Had such great opportunities, not just in that inning, but all throughout the game to try to score. Here's Joe Swazi for the first time in a while. Two on for the righty, Long Island native. Cuevas to the plate. First pitch changeup. Hits the outside corner at 84 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Swazi hitting at 217. Seven home runs, 29 RBIs. 0-1. High pop down the left field line, heading towards the bullpen, and it does twist foul. No balls, two strikes. So Swazi jumping in the lineup. He appeared twice in Jersey Shore, but came off the bench. Cyclones on Sunday, when they were blowing the doors off Jersey Shore, won the game 18-1. Swazi came in a little bit late. And then earlier in the week, last week in Jersey Shore, came in late for Eduardo Escobar. Escobar joining the team for two games as a rehabber. And of course, he's feeling good back with the Mets now. Homered last night. No score, bottom two. Two on, one out. Nothing in two on Swazi. Cuevas delivers. Slider got him swinging. And Swazi K's over the breaker. Two down.
And a really tough pitch for Joe Swazi to try and do anything with. Michael Cuevas, knowing that Swazi hasn't been getting consistent at-bats, so sometimes the last thing to be able to identify is that slider that looks like a strike the whole way and then falls off the table.
This brings up Sherman Newton, last guy in the lineup tonight for the Cyclones. Switch hitter batting left. Cuevas a look at second, kicks and comes home.
And Newton takes a little bit high with the fastball. 1-0. Sherman at 194. On base at 293. 7 home runs, 41 RBIs. Right side of the infield, playing him to pull. Daly, the shortstop up the middle. 1-0. Fouled back. And up into the fourth floor of suites. Ball and a strike. Cuevas in an early hole. That Swazi strikeout, his first of the night. Righty deals a 1-1. A pitch ripped to the right side. Diving attempt, Mendoza. It's past him, base hit. Kitzwager gets waved around. Strohschein fields and fires to third base. And the Cyclones take a 1-0 lead as Newton breaks this scoreless tie.
And a really big swing from Sherman Newton. Had such a great week last time against Jersey Shore. South Atlantic League Player of the Week. Struggled a bit during this week to keep up that same pace. Not going to happen. 2-for-14 coming into the game today and gets a big hit for the Cyclones to finally come through with all those runners on base.
Here's Rudick with two on, two out. Pitch. Fastball kisses the outside edge at 92 at the knees. Nothing in one. Last night, 10 innings for the Cyclones at the plate. Had base runners on in 8 of 10 and didn't score. And tonight, finally able to put up a crooked number in the second inning. 0-1. A little bit low with the fastball. One ball, one strike. Rudick singled his first time. Cyclones have four hits and one walk. Newton at first, Mena at second. 1-1. Fastball strike outside corner at 90. Now, Rudick not shy against Cuevas, trying to find the right pitch. He got the two strikes in that first at bat before pulling a single. He has seen Cuevas well. 1-2. Bouncing ball to second base. Pena fields the bounder. Whips it to first in time. Inning over. Cyclones do grab one on two hits and strand a pair. Sherman Newton makes it 1-0 Brooklyn with an RBI single into right field. Clones 1. Blue Rocks 0. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back to the beach on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Jeffrey Cologne back to work on the bump for the Cyclones. First time tonight that he has a lead. 1-0 Brooklyn. 2-out RBI single off the bat of Sherman Newton. Cyclones had been knocking on the door for a game plus and finally got a big hit with runners on base. Left 6 yesterday, and that's a little misleading because they also, in essence, hit into 4 double plays, 3 true double plays, and then one caused on the strikeout and interference fiasco. Matt O'Neill and Jalen Palmer tangled up. So Brooklyn happy to get on the board first tonight and provide Jeffrey Cologne a little run support in the first third of the ball game. Cole Daly, Vandel Pena, and Jose Sanchez 9-1 and 2 in the Wilmington order against Cologne, who winds in the first pitch. Tap foul at home plate by Daly. Nothing and one. Cole Daly batting 219, one homer and 19 RBIs. A bright spot with the bat yesterday. 0-1. Line drive, sharply one hop, speared by Newton to first. One away. Cologne has out number one on the ground out. Back to the top of the Wilmington order. Here's Vandel Pena. Even stance left side. Cologne winds in the first pitch. Change up off the outside corner. 1-0. Pena struck out looking to lead off the ball game. 1-0. Slice back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Pena called up from low A at the beginning of August. Has had a good first month plus. 1-1. Change up down and out. Two balls and a strike. Cyclone shift him to pull. Lugo off the line at third. 2-1. Fly ball down the left field line. Falling foul and out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Pena. Bases empty with one away. 1-0 Brooklyn. Top of the third. Cologne shakes off. Nods yes to the sign. Turns the feet in the 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. And the count full. What got Pena to high A from low A, best power numbers of his career. Payoff. Rolls over at right side. Left hand field Schwartz takes it to the bag himself for the second out. Jeffrey Cologne has set down six in a row. Two gone in the third. Here's Jose Sanchez. Wilmington DH tonight flew out to left his first time. First pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner. 0-1. Sanchez playing for a second time in this series was 0-3 with a sacrifice bunt yesterday. 0-1. Nubbed up the first baseline with some roll, but it lands foul wide first. No balls and two strikes. Sanchez has struggled a bit, 2 for his last 23 after a down August where he hit just 185. Base is empty, 2 gone, 1-0 Brooklyn in the top of the third. 0-2 pitch. Rolled over left side. Glove hand field Lugo. Spins, throws to first. Inning over. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jeffrey Cologne. He set down seven in a row. Middle three from Maimonides Park. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn on top 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. Cyclones hoping to rebound from a tough loss yesterday. 1-0 in 10 innings were shut out. Had their opportunities, did not break through. Cyclones have done that early in this ball game. Two-out RBI base hit by Shervin Newton to put them in front into the third. 2-3-4 in the Brooklyn order against Michael Cuevas in the frame, Alex Ramirez, JT Schwartz, and Jose Peroza. Cuevas winds first pitch home. Breaking ball up and in. 1-0. Ramirez bounced into the 4-6-3 double play his first time. Has reached in 12 of his last 13. 1-0. Breaking ball in off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Ramirez has been that constant fixture atop Luis Rivera's lineup. 2-0. Ground ball fair inside third, down the line toward the corner. Ramirez chugs around first. Connell relays in. Stand-up double, Alex Ramirez to lead off the bottom of the third.
The first baseman, number three, J.T. Schwartz.
That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Ramirez with a bouncing ball just fair inside third out of the reach of Paul Witt, and Brooklyn in business to start the inning. Here's JT Schwartz. Righty holds the set first pitch. Breaking ball upstairs, 1-0. JT Schwartz a base hit his first time. He's now reached in 19 of his last 20 games. Cuevas the set taps the toe at the belt, 1-0. Schwartz line drive left center field. Wilson giving chase. He runs it down. Beautiful play by Cody Wilson as Ramirez retreats to second. Wilmington center fielder has made a number of outstanding plays throughout the first five games of this series, and yet again robbing JT Schwartz of potential extra bases. One down for Brooklyn in the bottom of the third. Ramirez at second, and here's Jose Peroza. Cuevas holds the set, and the first pitch. Roll over left side, glove hand field Witt, looks at second, fires to first in time, throw back to third, Ramirez running, he's out, the inning's over. Alex Ramirez caught trying to move up 90 feet on the Peroza ground out, and Cuevas faces the minimum in the third. Ramirez makes the final out at third base. We head to the fourth next. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
into the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Cyclones out in front 1-0 in game five of this six-game set. Brooklyn finding themselves on the outside looking in at first place atop the North Division after the loss yesterday and Hudson Valley's walk-off victory. All the Cyclones can control is getting back into the win column, and that's what they are looking to do tonight, up 1-0 through the first three innings. Three straight scoreless from Jeffrey Cologne faces Connell to lead off the fourth. Righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball in off the plate, 1-0. Justin Connell reached on an E5 to prolong the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Justin Connell, a 10-game hitting streak into play tonight, has been really good since coming down the high A. 2-0, fastball strike outside corner. 2-1. Cologne gets the side he likes in the 2-1. Check swing and a breaking ball off the plate. Connell went around. Two balls and two strikes on the Wilmington leadoff man in the top of the fourth. Cyclones infield plays him straight up. And Cologne the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Connell chased a breaking ball. Flailed at it. And he's down on strikes. For the first out of the fourth inning, third punch out for Jeffrey Cologne, who set down now 8 in a row. Really impressive stuff from Cyclone starters again tonight. Here's Onyx Vega, first pitch. Fastball down and away, 1-0. Brooklyn getting 7 shutout from Luis Moreno in the win back on Thursday. Weren't able to win it last night, but got 7 shutout from Dom Hamill and Cologne. Looking sharp early, 1-0. Breaking ball strike inside corner, 1-1. One. 1-1 pitch on its way to Vega. Breaking ball strike inside corner, 1-2. Wilmington still looking for their first base hit into this top of the fourth. 1-2. Breaking ball stays just high. Two balls and two strikes. Feel like the last couple of days have been tough for Brooklyn. 2-2. Pop foul right side now to play, and the count holds. With the way that they did not take advantage of their opportunities yesterday, and then seeing Hudson Valley win. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Vega chased a breaking ball. Cologne, a sharp one tonight. He's got 4 strikeouts. 2 away in the fourth. Nine straight. Blue Rocks retired. Jeffrey Cologne dealing in the early going. Here's Kevin Strohschein. First pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, 0-1. Bases empty, 2 gone, 1-0. The Brooklyn lead, top 4. Cologne, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball down and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. Really nice crowd on hand here at Maimonides Park. The lights on as the sun dims. 1-1, breaking ball, grounded to second base. Peroza on the glove hand to first, and the inning's over. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jeffrey Cologne. He has set down 10 Blue Rocks in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Four shutout innings to open the ball game from Jeffrey Colon in Brooklyn to a 1-0 lead. RBI single by Shervin Newton in the second. And the Cyclones on the hunt for a bounce-back victory tonight. They're off to a good start thanks to Colon's efforts yet to allow a hit through the first four innings. Cyclones will send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate against Michael Cuevas. Stanley Consuegra leads it off. Open stance right side in the first pitch. Breaking ball off the outside edge. It's 1-0. Consuegra singled. Hard line drive to left field. Came around to score on the Newton single. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Consuegra out in front of a breaking ball. 1-1. Cyclones still looking for that big-time power from Consuegra. 1-1 grounded foul. Stanley has been trying to find his way through the first couple of months at High A. 1-2. Breaking ball. Called strike. 3 outside corner. Consuegra thought it was low. Turned around. Gave a hop at home plate. And a quick word before returning to the dugout with home plate umpire Chandler Durham. Second strikeout for Michael Cuevas, and a tough call to go against Stanley Consuegra for the first out. Here's Jose Mena, first pitch. Taps it up the first baseline weakly, fielded by Cuevas. He takes it to the bank himself, two away. Swinging bunt. Cuevas alertly off the mound, scooping it up, and with everyone charging, thought it best to just go to the base himself. So quickly, two away, 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. Here's William Lugo. First pitch home. Swing and a miss by Lugo over a changeup, 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in off the plate. 1-1. Lugo flew out to right his first time. Bases empty. 2 gone. 1-0 Brooklyn. Bottom of the fourth. Cuevas working quickly. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball inner half. 1-2. Lugo had the off day yesterday. Has carried a really good end of the month of August into this homestand. 8 for his last 20 at the plate. 1-2. Breaking ball. Just off the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuevas looking for that put-away pitch. Nods yes to the side in the 2-2. Breaking ball. Backs Lugo off the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lugo looking to get something started for the Cyclones. We've seen the first two set down in this inning by Cuevas. Long stare in, gets the sign from Vega, payoff. Fly ball, shallow left center field. Charging Wilson, he makes the running catch into a tumble. Inning over. Cody Wilson ran it down. What else did you expect? Cover so much ground out there, and Wilson, another nice defensive play to set the Cyclones down in order in the fourth. Brooklyn can't get anything going against Michael Cuevas. We head to the fifth, 1-0 Cyclones. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Still a 1-0 Cyclones lead as we venture into the top of the fifth. Cyclones leading the Blue Rocks, Mets and Nationals affiliates on Coney Island, game five. Jeffrey Colon has thrown 63 pitches over four and starts with Cody Wilson in the fifth. Righty against righty, first toss. Slider bends outside for ball one. It's Wilson, Mendoza, and Witt. 6, 7, and 8 against Jeffrey. There comes Colon's 1-0. And that dots the outside corner. Fastball strike to even the count. That's Shervin Newton, RBI single, has held so far. 1-1. Grounded foul down the first baseline. Wilson poking the slider the other way. It's a ball and two strikes. Hudson Valley beating Jersey Shore 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Not good news for the Clones. They're a half game behind. 1-2. That's laced over the shortstop's head. Headed to the gap. Base hit. Rudick over to field it off the wall. Great speed from Cody Wilson. He gets the second base and hangs out right there as Rudick fires into Shervin Newton, the cutoff man. Cody Wilson's second double. And he is on base. A potential tying run to lead off the fifth.
And he has done it all tonight. Been so good defensively in this series. Robbed William Lugo of a potential base hit to close out the fourth. Gets to hit in the fifth. And the first hit of the night for Wilmington. That ball was laced.
Well, Colonna's limited any and all damage. That is the first hit that he has allowed. Has had an E5 and a walk to work with. His true Mendoza, big lefty. First toss. Caught on and missed. High fastball at 91. Last night's game was 1-0 in 10 innings. So far, 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Again, another pitcher's duel. Colon hugs it tight to his chest. Steals the 0-1. Mendoza pops it up. Headed towards the seats. Third base side. Fans rise from their chairs. And it clanks up and back towards the concourse. Nothing at two on Mendoza. Colon struck him out back in the second inning. Head on a swivel, looking back and forth. And now time called as Colon lifts the leg. Jeffrey actually lifted the leg and just dropped the ball right behind him. As the home plate umpire, Chandler Durham came running out with his hands above his head, waving him. Mendoza back in, slight open stance, sits low and strong on that back leg. 0-2, Missed outside with a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Mo Willems in the house tonight. Right now, there's a very long line in the concourse. Pigeon is down there for a photo op. 1-2. Way inside. Two balls, two strikes. Mo Willems, New York Times best-selling author. Here celebrating a brand new book as part of his collection. From the chest, two balls, two strikes. Cologne comes home. If it's grounded to first base, Schwartz there behind the bag. Tells Cologne he's got it, and JT takes it himself for the out. Mendoza does move Wilson down to third base. So Cody is there as the tying run with one out in the top of the fifth.
And at the very least, Drew Mendoza gets the job done. He's hoping for a base hit, but something hard to the right side to move the runner over. And now an opportunity for Paul Witt, who has looked pretty comfortable since being called up to high A.
5 for 12. He's mashed the ball in five games. The infield is in with one out. Pitch. Missed outside with the fastball. 92 miles an hour. 1-0 lead for the Cyclones. Cody Wilson, 90 feet away. Mena sets up outside. 1-0 is on the outside corner. Fastball evens account. Had a ball to strike. Witt lined out to Peroza his last time. 1-1. Righty chases the slider. Cologne gets what he's looking for, spinning it off the outside corner. Already with four strikeouts. Wrapping up the second time through the lineup. The Witt and then the lefty, Cole Daly, who's been pesky in the series. Daly on deck. 1-2. Got him swinging. Slider away. Cologne snaps it off the edge, and there's two down. The infield relaxes back now for Cole Daly. Cologne is one out away from keeping the 1-0 lead.
Obviously a big pitch. Jeffrey Cologne made it. That breaking ball that's been sharp all night gets Witt in a big spot.
Daly 0 for 1. Pitch. Caught on and missed. Big, long swing from the lefty at 92 miles an hour. 77 pitches now for Jeffrey Cologne. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took something off, diving down and away, and Daly flung that bat right over the top. So Jeffrey throwing with confidence right now. Tying run at third base. 1-0 Brooklyn, top five. 0-2. Just missed up high. Tried heat at the hands in. And Daly got out of the way for ball one. Cologne comes set. High kick, 1-2. Missed down and in. Daly laying off the slider. Daly had two hits last night, but also two strikeouts. Mena sets up low and away, 2-2. Chop foul. Will bounce it towards the Cyclones' dugout steps. That was the breaker there at 87 miles an hour. Cologne getting towards midnight of his outing. Probably it for him after this frame. He knows that. That is why Cole Daly is such a big, big out right here, 2-2. Pitch. Missed outside, 89 miles an hour. Count full. Cyclone's pen is up. Just in case this inning goes on too long. Cologne at the doorstep. 3-2. Bouncing ball to the right side. Schwartz off. Fields the high chopper. Flip. Foot race. Not in time. Wilson scores. Daly beat it out, and it's a 1-1 game in the fifth. Cologne got over too late. RBI infield single, and it's 1-1.
could see it was trouble off the bat. JT Schwartz fielding was going to have to flip, and nobody was there, at least not right away. Young pitcher trying to get over there in time. Not quite for Jeffrey Colon, and a tough way to end his outing.
Luis Rivera comes to take the baseball from Jeffrey Colon, who throws 83 pitches. And unfortunately, his night is over. Cannot get him through five. New arm coming in when we get back. Tied at one with two outs in the top of the fifth from Coney Island.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
So Luis Rivera makes a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen, trying to get out of the top of the fifth. Right-hander Sammy Tavares comes marching on. Big 6'7" right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, trying to get the final out. So we're tied at one. On a really back-breaking infield single from Cole Daly, Wilmington able to tie the game. Runner at third base, two outs, two strikes. Daly hits a little slow chopper off first, an in-betweener. And JT Schwartz got over the first baseman, committed off the back, fielded, and flipped to Colon, who was just late. Just late getting to the first base bag. And as he caught the ball and started to stomp around for the base, Daly beat it out. So it could have been the final out. Could have been a 1-0 lead. Could have, should have, would have. And now 1-1. So Pena, the first batter. Switch hitter batting left. Runner at first. Two outs. Tavares to the plate. Runner goes. Pitch taken outside. Maina's throw down to second base. Is not in time. Cole Daly swipes second. Daly's had an amazing year. You ready for this? He is 18 for 18. That is impressive. So Daly standing with his hands on his hips at second base. Now the potential go-ahead run. It's a 1-0 count on Pena. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Tavares comes home and misses low with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-0. So the Cyclones took a 1-0 lead on Shervin Newton's RBI single. Cole Daly has tied it. Jeffrey Colon still responsible for the runner at second base. Sammy behind. Here's the 2-0. Pena cuts and misses. Hard fastball outside edge at 92. Shortstop hole wide open. Newton playing up the middle behind the runner. And Lugo by third. Tavares 2-1. Ground ball to second base. Barroza hops to his right down to a knee. Stands tall, fires firm to first, and gets Pena to end the inning. So just a tough run allowed by the Cyclones. One run on two hits. The only two hits, by the way, that came against Jeffrey Colon. Wilmington strands the potential go-ahead run. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Tied at one from Coney Island, Brooklyn, and Wilmington on MILB.TV.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. All tied at one. Jeffrey Colon tonight allowed that one run. He's charged with a run on two hits, one walk, five strikeouts in four and two-thirds innings. So Colon's had a 1-0 lead for the first four frames, and now back at zero. Here's Joe Swazi from the right side, opening up the bottom of the fifth. Sunset time in Coney Island. Gorgeous sky painted across the horizon. First toss, Swaz fouls it back, nothing and one. So Cuevas, a little bit of a fresh start from him, not as if he wasn't throwing the ball well, but every pitcher wants to be at least even or ahead. And now he's back to even. 0-1, caught on and missed, slider down and away. No balls, two strikes. 52 pitches into the inning tonight for Michael Cuevas. He's a guy that likes to pitch to contact and can be very efficient. Tonight is a night for him. Just two strikeouts. His 0-2. Flick towards second base. Pena back. Leaps. It's over his head. Plops down on the turf for a Swazi single to right. Swaz gets the old loft wedge out. Trying to lay up on the green, and he does it beautifully right over Viandel Pena, looking like the Jordan logo, trying to make that catch.
Yeah, 4 yards to the pin. Well placed. Avoiding the sand trap. No hazards. Did break the bat, but he'll trade a bat for a hit. Joe Swazi hoping to get it started for the Cyclones in the fifth inning.
Shot like Dango. Where is that drink card? I am feeling pretty good about myself. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Nobody out. Bottom five. Pitch. Missed a little bit high. Fastball at 88. One ball, no strikes. Shervin pulled a ball under Mendoza, the first baseman's glove, into right field this last time. That gave the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. Spin and a throw over. Swazi flies back in. Two hands hug the bag. Newton brought in Consuegra. He was at the plate with two outs, two on. It was a big, big lift for the Cyclones. 1-0. Backdoor breaker there a little bit. Maybe a cutter from Cuevas for a strike. Little cut to it. Shervin back in. From the Netherlands. Cuevas, the Texan, holds the set belt high. Leans back, 1-1. Missed up high, snap to first base, and Swazi back in. Vega trying to pick off Joe Swazi at first. So Cuevas mentioned that he is from Texas. Grew up outside of San Antonio, went to Brennan High School. Two-one, runner goes, pitch fouled back. Swazi got a good jump. He goes sliding into second, and then pops up to see that it's a foul ball. So back to first for him. And Cuevas found out that he was being drafted. He was in the parking lot of a place that you kind of knew that if he would get drafted, he would sign. He was in the right spot. Is that a Chick-fil-A parking lot? And that is kind of the your testament. Minor leaguers love two things, Chipotle and Chick-fil-A. Love them. A long hold, 2-2. Newton fans over a fastball down and away. And Cuevas strikes out Shervin Newton. Michael's third strikeout. One down in the fifth.
Did he go in and get a milkshake?
I don't know if he was mid-bite or if he was just pulling in, but he was close. So he said, well, I'm not going to go to Incarnate Word. That's where he was committed. And sign on the dotted line with the Nats. Here's Rudick. He's one for two. Pitch. Backdoor breaking ball. Strike one.
And now he can afford to go to Chick-fil-A more often.
That's right. Chick-fil-A is just one of those things that minor leaguers absolutely adore. They're very rare to find on the road. 0-1. Breaking ball. Strike two. Now, the other one is Chipotle, which I know that in Hudson Valley, there's a very close Chipotle. I know that in Aberdeen, there's a close Chick-fil-A. Of course, where the team hotel is, you hope that there's food. And you hope that it's one of those two. 0-2. Rudick pokes it in the air, foul down the left field line. Out of play. But there was that famous story that Christian Yelich and JT Realmuto, when they were in the minor leagues, of course, Realmuto now with the Phils and Yelich with the Brew Crew coming up in the Marlins organization. Yelich and Realmuto went to Chipotle 142 days in a row in the minor leagues. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know, I don't know what will. That is a real story, confirmed by both of them. Spin and a throw over. Swazi back in safely.
It's insane.
I mean, that is... I wonder... Well... Do they have to mention that guac was extra every single time after they show up every single day for almost half a year? The 0-2 missed up high. Ball and two strikes.
I'd be curious if they get the same thing every time, because that... to me, changes it at least a little bit if they switch it up versus I'm going to Chipotle, this is what I'm getting 142 days in a row.
Some people are a little crazy like that. They like the same thing. 1-2. Rudick. Fans had a slider brought down to a knee, and Matt Rudick strikes out swinging. Rudy does not fan all that often. Strikeout rate right around 16-17%, but he goes down for the second out. Now that's two Michael Cuevas strikeouts in the fifth.
And as that breaking ball working, swings and misses from Newton and Rudick at that pitch.
One game. Here's Ramirez. He takes a little bit low at the fastball. 1-0. So Wilmington has just tied the game top of this frame. Cyclones got Swazi to reach on a single. But Cuevas is tightening up. He's an out away from getting through trouble. Swaz big lead, 1-0. Down and out, just missed. Vega tried to hold the glove on the outside edge, an extra beat. Didn't get the call. 2-0 on Ramirez, who doubled his last time. Swazi an extra step. 2-0. A little bit high at 88. Taken for ball three. Cuevas kicks his cleats against the little grate behind the mound. And twists the toes into the rubber. Hugs the glove tightly against his chest. 3-0. Rip towards short, Daly to his left, not going to get there. Base hit. Swazi takes a turn but stops at second. Two hits in back-to-back nights for Alex Ramirez. He extends this inning. And now it's up to JT Schwartz with two on and two out.
Not sure how many Brooklyn Cyclones have the 3-0 green light, but I know that Alex Ramirez is certainly one of them and well-deserved. You want him swinging at any pitch that he can do damage with. That time finding the right spot towards shortstop. Cole Daly has been really good defensively in this series. Covers a lot of ground. That time couldn't get there. Brooklyn again. An opportunity with runners on base. See if they can cash in.
Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, former big leaguer out on the mound to talk to Cuevas. Brings together the catcher Onyx Vega. And those guys joined by the second baseman now, Viandel Pena. But, you know, back to a quick question I have for you. Chick-fil-A. I wonder, everybody has the same feeling about Chick-fil-A. It's so good. It's Is it because it's closed on Sunday? It kind of feels like this untouchable. You know, it's a fast food chain, but because there's one day you can't get it, I think it builds up the need for it.
I don't disagree. It's great for minor leaguers because Sunday's your getaway day regardless, so you wouldn't be out scouring for food. So it works out well.
Yeah, the word scour there is appropriate. They do scour those minor leaguers across restaurants up and down this country. Here's Schwartz with two on, two out, 1-1 game. Pitch tagged up the middle. It is a base hit center field. Swazi around third. He heads home to the plate. Wilson throws into third base. That throw not in time. Swazi scores standing up. And it's 2-1 Brooklyn Cyclones on J.T. Schwartz's base hit up the middle.
And a different Cyclones lineup tonight. Opportunities with runners on base in Brooklyn with two outs has cashed in twice. J.T. Schwartz had that hitting streak snapped yesterday. Right back to it with a pair of base hits, and that a big one.
The lead back in Brooklyn's hands. Two on for Peroza. Pitch slammed in the air center field. Wilson over towards right center. Stops and makes the head high catch. Inning over. So Schwartz makes it 2-1. By the way, Peroza 0-3 tonight. Brooklyn in the inning. One run, three hits, no errors. Two left. Trivia coming up when we get back in the sixth. It is 2-1 Brooklyn over Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cyclones have taken the lead now, 2-1 against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. We go to the top of the sixth inning. And Sammy Tavares continues on in relief. Sammy got the final out in the fifth inning. So a third of an inning for him. He opens it up with Sanchez, Conlon, Vega, 2, 3, and 4. Jose Sanchez kicks out some dirt, drags that cleat across that cold brown dirt, and hops into the righty batter's box. Another tight one between these two teams. Tavares, high leg kick, first pitch. Fastball misses in tight, 93 miles an hour. The 1-0, and misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Sanchez tonight, a fly out to left and a ground out to third. It is count the 2-0. Sanchez taps it to second base. Peroza comes down, feels in the backhand, whips over to first base for the out. Tommy Iaconicabo's trivia question. Jose Peroza tonight is 0-3 so far, but one more game on base, and he ties a record that Jake Eiste set in 2007, getting on base in 32 straight games. Well, that year, 2007, Cyclones made it all the way to the playoffs, all the way to the championship, and lost to what team? Justin Connell stands in right side. First pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. 2-1 lead for Brooklyn. Base is clear, one out. The 1-0. Breaking ball spins over the inside corner to even the count, a ball and a strike. Tavares gets the sign, rumbles into the 1-1. And the breaking ball knocks Connell down. He goes head over heels and rolls onto his back. And back to his feet like nothing happened. So two balls and a strike. Connell doing gymnastics in that righty batter's box. I will say, Sammy's not a comfortable at bat for anybody. Here comes the 2-1. That's at the knees on the inside corner at 94. It's 2-2. So if you think you know the answer to our trivia question tonight, use the hashtag ConyConvos on Twitter. I'll give you one hint. The team that the Cyclones lost to that year in the finals eventually became a Washington Nationals affiliate. 2-2. Check swing, slider in the dirt. McConnell held back this time. Ball three. At the time, it was a Toronto Blue Jays affiliate and eventually evolved into a Washington Nationals affiliate. Who was it? Sammy ready to go. Huff and a puff, 3-2. Grounded to second again. Peroza doesn't have to move. Goes down to a knee to pick it up and zings it across for the out. Ball hit the glove as Connell was leaping and lunging that foot towards the bag. Two away.
Good work to open up the inning for Sammy Tavares. Got that final out of the fifth. Cyclones knew that Jeffrey Colon was going to be scheduled to piggyback with Keyshawn Askew. Weren't going to ask him to go that much, so Tavares picking up the slack.
Pitch to Onyx Vega, the righty. That dots the outside edge at the knees. Fastball strike at 94. Cyclones lead 2-1. Hudson Valley also beating Jersey Shore 5-1. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch was thrown at 95 on the inner half. It was there for a strike. Vega brought the hands down quickly, stopped them, and then just said, oh, the heck with it. I'm coming through. So he takes the second. Tavares has Onyx Vega spinning his wheels. Sammy ready to rumble home. The 0-2. Chop foul. Vega just got a piece of it. So that Renegades lead is in the top of the fifth. So still the second half of that game to go. Cyclones needing Hudson Valley to lose every day for the rest of the year. Nothing personal, Renegades. And the Cyclones half a game back with, including tonight's game, 8 to play. Tomorrow the finale, we wrap it up at 1 o'clock. The 0-2. Foul back. Cyclones next week head to Winston-Salem. I say 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're at 2 o'clock tomorrow. But head to Winston-Salem next week. Take on the White Sox affiliate. The 0-2. Popped up towards first, foul ground. Schwartz over. Can't get there. He broke on contact, but a soft little duck fart in foul territory. So Vega stays alive. Nothing in two.
Get the wind sprints in for JT Schwartz. Really no chance to get there playing deep at first base.
2-1 Brooklyn. Wilmington catcher Onyx Vega in an 0-2 hole. Tavares working on a 1-2-3. Pitch. Line the other way. Base hit between Schwartz and Peroza. And a roller out to Consuegra in right field. So Vega's been on 2 out of 3 times tonight. A walk and now a single. That's the first to reach against Sammy Tavares in relief.
Vega's been really good at putting the ball in play so far this year. One of the best strikeout rates on Wilmington. Going the opposite way with two strikes. Good approach. And finds himself aboard.
Wilmington sends Kevin Strohschein to the plate. He's the right-hand hitting right fielder. He's bounced out twice tonight. 1 to third, 1 to second. Sammy from the belt. High kick pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner at 91. The Wilmington run came on an infield single. RBI from Cole Daly. The 0-1. Breaking ball gets through Mena's legs back to the screen, and Vega takes off for second base. So Mena got over, swung his body to square it up, but it went right through the five hole for a wild pitch. So once again, Wilmington finds itself with a chance to tie the game. Back-to-back groundouts, then a single, and now a wild one. Ball and a strike on the righty, Kevin Stroshein at a Tennessee Tech. Pitch. Missed outside. Tavares went with the fastball at 92. Cyclones have the bullpen up behind Sammy. It was ready to go with Mena. A look at second. Back home. 2-1. Stroshein pops it up into right field. Consuegra angling over towards the line, the wind taking it, but Consuegra following it step by step makes the catch. Inning over. Wilmington gets one on, but strands him over at second base, and we are done with 5.5 innings of play from Coney Island. Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 1. The answer to the trivia question next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Wilmington sends out a new arm. The big guy out of San Antonio, Venezuela, 22-year-old, 6'6", by the way, Carlos Romero. So Carlos comes on after Michael Cuevas wraps up his night. Cuevas, really, tonight was pretty solid. He's had some tough outings this year and tough ones against the Clones. Tonight, pretty good. Sienna Consuegra leads off. First pitch his way. Flicked in the air to right center field. Stroshein glides over, gets to the spot, stops, and makes the catch. One pitch and one out for Carlos Romero. So the answer to your Coney Cabos trivia question, 2007 Cyclones, the reason we brought them up is because Jose Peroza is chasing a record tonight, the all-time on-base streak, which was set by one of the players from the 2007 Brooklyn team, Jake Icy. Here's Jose Mena, first pitch. Romero misses down low for ball one. 2007 Clones went to the New York Penn League Finals and lost to what team? The 1-0. It's low and in. Two balls and no strikes. Now that team eventually became a Nationals affiliate, but this time around was spending their time with Toronto in the mid-2000s. 2-0 to Mena. That's low ball three.
I'll throw out the Vermont Lake Monsters.
That is a great guess, but not right. That was the team, actually, that Washington was with before they switched to Oakland. Here comes the 3-0. That's right down Broadway for a strike. The answer is the Auburn Doubledays. The Doubledays got the best of the 2007 Cyclones. Brooklyn was really good that year. 3-1. Mena chops it foul. Strike two. Cyclones pitching staff that year, lowest in the league by half a run. But lost in both games. And the manager of that team was a guy by the name of Edgar Alfonso, the brother of Edgardo. 3-1. Chopper towards short. Daly to his left. Reaches down. Tries to spin, but the ball pops out of his glove and rolls into center. He chases along with it to pick it up. But it's a base hit for Jose Mena. And he's on with one out.
Tough play for Daly, ranging to his left. Did a nice job to get a glove on it. Would have had to be perfect with the transfer. Perhaps a chance to get Jose Mena, who of course does not run very well. Cyclones catcher happy to get a base hit.
One on, one out. 2-1 Brooklyn. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Lugo, 0-2. Pitch. Way inside. Ball one. Two responses tonight, or three, if you will. The DiBernardo sisters got it right on Twitter with the hashtag Coney Combos. Auburn Double D's. John DeLuca throwing it out there with the Batavia Muck Dogs, which is close. As close as you can get without being Auburn. 1-0. Breaking ball. Caught on and missed. One ball, one strike. Mena leads off first. The 1-1. Down and out. Vega has to shoot the glove across to stop that 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. So Jose Peroza, 31 games in a row, he's on base. Jake Eiste of the 2007 Clones, 32 games. Peroza tonight 0-3. 2-1. Lugo charges one into left field on the ground. Base hit. Mena glides to second, stops there as Connell fields and fires in. Now Lugo gave it a thump. First and second, now one out.
This has been the spot that the Cyclones have converted tonight. Runners on base, not able to do it yesterday, and now up to 10 hits. We're confident that the offense wasn't really struggling. It was more that situational hitting that they were trying to find, because plenty of opportunities for Brooklyn yesterday into today, trying to get that big hit with the runners on base to create some separation.
So able to get somebody on base, somebody behind him, and now start a potential rally. Meeting on the mound at Chawith Romero. Romero coming in after Michael Cuevas, two runs over five. One walk, eight hits, and four strikeouts. But Romero, just against Brooklyn, he's been phenomenal. Struck out 15 of the 60 hitters that he has faced in his outings against Brooklyn. Coming in, that is a 25% strikeout rate. And his ERA, sub two. Here's Swazi, first pitch. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Strike one. 2-1 lead for Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth. Looking to extend and continue the chase after Hudson Valley, who leads Jersey Shore 5-2 in the top of the fifth. Romero's 0-1. Foul to the right towards the speed pitch. Nothing in two. Swaz became that go-ahead run with a leadoff bloop single in the fifth. Now trying to drive in that extra help. He calls for time as Romero comes set ahead of the 0-2. Digs his feet in the box. Double taps the plate. Drags the barrel across. Romero standing on the first base side of the rubber. Runners at first and second, one out. The 0-2. Driven in the air to left field on a broken bat. Connell can't find it, now does find it and makes the catch. Fires back in. That was another weird one, a little bit.
Yeah.
We had Justin Connell yesterday on one of the craziest plays we've ever seen. Actually, foul a ball, and then the whole bat went flying out of his hand. That time, the barrel of Swazi's bat went all the way past third base.
That's what you usually see, though. The explosion of the bat, Swazi just off the end of it a little bit. Tough night for Joe Swazi bats.
Can't drive in anybody. First and second for Newton. Pitch. Caught on a miss. Nasty back foot slider. Romero starting that one off on the inner half. Newton going for it, and it disappeared back behind him. Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 1. Game 5. Series tied at 2 games apiece. And as Newton stands in there ready for the 0-1, Romero steps off with the back foot, and Onyx Vega takes the very slow stroll. Both Vega and Romero trying to get the signs right with Mena at second base. Well, Vega looking up at the very tall 6'6", Carlos Romero. Vega a good solid 8 inches shorter. Wilmington's got some trees in that pen. Troy Steenbrook, 6'7", Romero, 6'6", Ribalta pitched last night, 6'7". Some big dudes out there. No balls and a strike. Romero readies the 0-1. Missed down and in with a fastball. 1-1 on Sherbin Newton. In this same situation back in the second. First and second, two outs, and he came through. Trying to make it a sequel. 1-1. Caught on a miss. Slider over the outside corner. And Romero back in the saddle. 1-2. Newton slams the plate once. Wiggles that front leg. Cyclones in there. Baby Blue, Mo Willems Tops take their leads. Romero's pitch. Popped up, foul ground, angling towards the seats. Witt gives it a look, and it's in the crowd. It lands in the row right behind the dugout, so not very far at all from Paul Witt. But into the seats for Newton. In trouble, trying to get out. Newton trying to be the hero again. 1-2. Missed outside with the heat at 93. Matt Rudick on deck. The night, a deep blue sky matching those Wilmington navy blue tops. Getting later and later. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Newton strikes out with 94 down and away. And the inning over. No runs, two hits, two left. Cyclones still holding on to a 2-1 lead. Had a big chance to push it even further. Well, we go to the seventh inning. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari,
baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Seventh inning from Coney Island, 2-1 Brooklyn on top of Wilmington. Game 5 of this 6-game set. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you on MILB.TV, Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Appreciate you hanging out with us on the weekend. Weather has chilled up just a bit as the calendar is flipped to September. Meaningful baseball, and the Cyclones a 2-1 lead. Going to keep pace in the North Division. Cody Wilson leads it off against Sammy Tavares. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball 91 inside corner. No balls and a strike. Wilson 1-for-2, base hit and a run scored in the fifth inning. 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner. Nothing to 2. Wilson, a 13th round pick of the Nationals back in 2018. 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. Had the chance of a lifetime at the beginning of 2021. Was an MLB fill-in when the Nationals started the year with 9 players on the COVID reserve. So he was in uniform on opening day. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing. He held off. 2-2. Dave Martinez, the Nationals manager, told him he'd be activated at the end of spring training, that he'd impressed the organization, had one pinch hit opportunity, and said he didn't have time to get nervous. It was a flyout. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Wilson behind the high fastball at 93. And Sammy Tavares as the leadoff hitter in the seventh.
And that's right, guys. 1-2 going to St. Mark's College. Now back in first base, number 20, Drew Mendoza.
Here's Drew Mendoza. After Sammy Tavares' first strikeout of the evening. Open stance left side for the Wilmington first baseman. First pitch, fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. Mendoza 0-2, strikeout and a ground out. Bases empty, one away, 2-1 Brooklyn, top 7. Tavares rocks from the modified stretch, 0-1. Fly ball down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Off the light post and back onto the field. Saw that a couple of nights ago from Jose Mena, who hit that home run to left field off the stanchion of the light post to the left of the video board. And tonight, Mendoza off the stanchion in foul territory. We'll say it again. Could not do that if he had another 100 opportunities. 0-2 to Mendoza. Swing and a miss. Changeup down and away, and Tavares has back-to-back punch-outs in the seventh. Three in a row set down by Sammy Tavares. A good opening to the top of the seventh inning. Protecting a 2-1 Brooklyn lead. Here's Paul Witt. First pitch, fastball strike outside corner at 95. Witt 0-2. Tavares rocks. Tall righties 0-1. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball. 77 down and away. And Tavares a pitch away from striking out the side in this top of the seventh inning. So good when he's in command in the 0-2. Fly ball, shallow center field. Ramirez coming on through the wind, makes the catch head high, And the inning's over. 1-2-3-7 for Sammy Tavares. Cyclones looking to add on to a 2-1 lead as we hit the seventh inning stretch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cyclones looking to keep pace atop the North Division and know that as they get fewer and fewer opportunities down the stretch, that the game's become all the more important. Don't want to say yet that it's a must-win, but has the feel to it. Falling out of first place. Cyclones certainly don't want to ask for any more help from Wilmington to close out the regular season. They will play Hudson Valley in the final week. And then just one game against the Renegades, especially against a tough Winston-Salem team that they will have to head down and face to close up the regular season as well. Matt Rudick leads it off against Carlos Romero. First pitch, fastball down and away. It's 1-0. Rudick, a base hit, 3 tries tonight. 1-0. Tap foul at home plate. Caught Rudick on the front foot. Hobbles up the first baseline toward the right of home plate as he circles back.
That was a great play by Chandler Durham there, trying to make a play on that ball. Up in the air, two hands. He and the catcher, Onyx Vega, sharing a smile. Still got it, Chandler.
When are you going to go? Umpires are still athletes?
No. Players probably won't even acknowledge umpires are people first. But they are people. There are people behind those masks.
Matt Rudick still trying to work that front leg out. Luis Rivera giving him some space, but now down from the third base coaching box, and Austin Dayton out of the Cyclones dugout, hoping that just a stinger. Can always be a dangerous play. That foul tip off the foot. Rudick wearing the shin guard on the front foot. So hopefully helpful for him. Plants the toe in the turf and wiggling it around.
Yeah, when you hit yourself in the foot, you feel that big reverberation and you hope it gets smaller and smaller and then just not there. But if it hangs around, then you kind of go, all right, not leaving here. What's going on? But looks like Rudick stays in the game. Austin Dayton giving him a smile. Luis clapping. I think that was just one big long conversation about the weather.
Well, good news, Rudick stays in the game. 1-1 after the foul tip. Pitch. Line drive, left center field. Base hit in front of Wilson. Rudick's all good. He's chugging for second. Wilson's throw, tag applied. He is out. Line drive the opposite way. Matt Rudick, a little greedy, trying to stretch that into a double. And Cody Wilson, the wrong outfielder, the run on, one away.
Yeah, that right off the bat, you're feeling that's a gapper right there. But Wilson's closing speed, I think, more than the arm, were the reasons why Rudick was thrown out there. Matt didn't think he was probably going to get to that ball as fast as he did, and that's where Rudick was caught.
One away here is Alex Ramirez. First pitch. Ramirez lifts a high fly ball, not deep right field. Stroshine in to make the catch off the shoulder. Two away.
The Cyclones first baseman, number three, J.T. Schwartz.
Base is empty with two away. 2-1 Brooklyn. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Cyclones with 11 hits on the board tonight. Just two runs to show for it. Feel like they should be out to a bigger lead. First pitch home to Schwartz. He squares to bunt, pulls it back. 0-1. Now Schwartz usually facing the big overshift. But Paul Witt, well, deep at third, close to the bag. 0-1. Rolled over foul. First base side, nothing and two. For the first six-plus innings tonight, Cyclones have left seven men on base. 11 hits. Approach has been strong. But asking a lot of their pitching staff that has delivered the last couple of nights. See if they can do it again. 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. 1-2 on Schwartz. JT 2-for-3 and an RBI. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup down and away. Schwartz down on strikes, and the inning is over. Second punch out of the evening for Carlos Romero out of the bullpen. Seven complete from Coney Island. Cyclones 2, Blue Rocks 1. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
I'm back. I'm back.
We head to the eighth inning, and just as we head to the eighth, Luis Rivera heads to his bullpen to get Dyson Acosta into the game in crunch time. Brooklyn has a 2-1 lead against Wilmington. This is a Bi-Cal Audemars call to the bullpen. Sammy Tavares just turned in 2 1/3. A really nice scoreless baseball. Struck out two and booyah. Didn't walk anybody. That is great news for Tavares and the Cyclones. So Dyson comes on to face Daly and then the top of the order, holding on tightly to a 1-0 lead. Pitch. It's up and away for ball one. It is a 2-1 lead. It is A one-run lead, though, for the Cyclones. So Acosta, who is El Closer these days, maybe getting six outs tonight. The kick and the 1-0 to the lefty. Daly fans over a high fastball at 92. One ball, one strike. Got to get Daly. He's a great table setter. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 94 miles an hour there from Acosta. Strike two. Daly with that ability to steal bases at a perfect 18 for 18 clip if he gets on. High kick. 1-2. Missed away. Two balls, two strikes. Under a full night sky, Saturday night, sound like that at Coney Island. Band going on, concert at left field. 2-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Acosta strikes out Cole Daly. That's a huge first out.
Dyson Acosta into high leverage situations. Luis Rivera trusts him so much to get big outs. And so far, off to a good start.
Pitching for the third time this week, through two nights ago. Here's Pena, switch hitter batting left. First toss. Ripped in the air to right field. Consuegra over two steps, raises the glove, makes the catch. Pena, the leadoff hitter, 0 for 4 tonight. And now Jose Sanchez, who is 0 for 3. Wilmington, one run on three hits tonight. They've walked just once. Reached on error. So just a handful of base runners. Righty against righty. Acosta uncorks. First pitch slider. Flail and a miss. Sanchez totally fooled. Dyson's 0-1. Caught on and missed again. Another slider in the dirt. And this time Sanchez tells all put up a Chandler Durham. I'm going to need a second here. Nobody on base. Eighth inning. The 0-2. Struck him out looking. Front door slider. Dyson Acosta. A 1-2-3 eighth inning. And Brooklyn holds on to a 2-1 advantage heading into the bottom of the eighth. We're there next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY. For more information.
On a beautiful night at Maimonides Park, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is a 2-1 lead for the Brooklyn Cyclones. They'll lead the Wilmington Blue Rocks in game five. Under a night sky, the lights on at the stadium. Parachute jump right now lit up with little beads of yellow and pink strips moving up and down the parachute jump. Thunderbolt out in the outfield. Background, you can see the strips of red and white lights, a little blue in there. This is New York City's beach. Final home weekend of the year. So in the eighth inning, Cyclones look to push this lead, and Jose Pros has got to get himself on base, try to tie that all-time record. He is 0 for 3 tonight. First one from Romero. Ripped up the middle, falling fast. Wilson comes in, makes the catch. And Perosa now 0-for-4. And that, you never know, but probably is it for Perosa's plate appearances. Potentially snaps a 31 game on base streak.
And certainly tough luck because he stung that well. Hit it hard, hope good things happen. Just unfortunately in the wrong spot.
One out for Consuegra. Pitch. Breaking ball, spins a little bit low. Ball one. Consuegra tonight, a single and a run scored. 1-0. Romero delivers the strike at the knees with the fastball. 91 miles an hour. So Consuegra on and in. Shervin Newton brought him in. Bottom two, that made it 1-0. Here comes the 1-1. And that's also in there. Strike at the knees on the outside corner. So breaking ball, fastball, fastball. Romero ahead. Getting creative now on 1-2. That's outside with the heat. Two balls, two strikes. Manson Nationals at high A as the Manson Nationals and the big league level play 1-1 at the bottom of the fourth at Citi Field. 1-2. Breaking ball. Popped up. Foul ground third base side. Witt over. A little bit of room to the warning track. To the railing. Makes the catch. And wears the railing right across his belt. Good grab by Paul Witt for the second out.
Always a tough play. Almost like a receiver going over the middle with a safety bearing down on you. You know you're going to take a hit. And Witt knew he was going to make some contact with that railing. Sticks the glove out. Plucks it out of the air. Nice play.
Cyclones 2, Blue Rocks 1. Bottom of the 8th. Here's Mena. Base is clear. Righty against righty. Romero steps back towards first. Initial offering. That breaks over the outside corner. 80-mile-an-hour slider for a strike. Mena a walk and a single in three trips. The 0-1. Towering fly ball into center field. Not deep. Wilson comes trotting forward. Head cocked to the sky. Makes the catch. Inning over. Well, Romero quietly has thrown three scoreless innings in relief. Is the 2-1 lead enough? Cyclones need three more outs to win the game. Right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more.
Top of the ninth inning, the Cyclones are three outs away from a victory. 2-1 over the Wilmington Blue Rocks as Dyson Acosta faces Justin Connell lead off the ninth. First pitch, Connell takes a high slider for ball one. Dyson at a 1-2-3 eighth. So that erased any question marks of how he'd feel going into the ninth. He is in rhythm. 1-0. Connell cannot hold up on the check swing slider down and away. It's a ball and a strike. Connell, Vega, Stroshine, 3-4-5. But it is a one-run game. You have to be careful with that one swing. The 1-1 pitch curls over the inside corner. Connell takes strike two. Justin 0-3, reached on error back in the first inning, but has struck out and grounded out. He's hit three home runs in 14 games with these guys. 1-2, that's in. Slider down low, two balls, two strikes. Dyson stares in for the sign, turns the feet, high kick, 2-2. Struck him out looking. 94 miles an hour right down Surf Avenue. One away. Acosta has fanned three out of the four that he's faced in relief. Hudson Valley leads Jersey Shore, by the way, 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth. The only way that the Cyclones can leapfrog Hudson Valley here on out is if they win and Hudson Valley loses. Pitch to Onyx Vega. Breaking ball, strike one. Have to win one more game to the Renegades between now and the end of the year, at least. The 0-1. Vega taps it over the mound towards the middle. Newton to his left. Reaches out, field, spins, throws. Oh, what a play! Shervin Newton, like a magician, stopped that ball from going up the middle and spun around through right on target. Two down now for Kevin Stroshine. The Cyclones aren't out away. Acosta leans back, lunges home. First pitch, changeup missed in for ball one. Stroshine this evening, two ground outs and a flyout. Here comes the 1-0. It's popped up down the right field line. Playable. Consuegra over. Stanley racing into foul ground. Makes the catch right along the first row. Dyson Acosta with the save. El closer. Final score, Brooklyn 2 and Wilmington 1. The Cyclones take a 3-2 series lead and really, really, really needed that win. In the ninth inning, Connell, Vega, and Stroshine all make out. Six up and six down for Dyson in relief. Life as the bullpen guy going swimmingly. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this from Coney Island. 2-1 final. Brooklyn over Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, tonight for the Cyclones, the happy totals, a big win over the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rand with you for the totals. Cyclones go 2 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Brooklyn left 7 men on base. Wilmington 1 run on just 3 hits. Got to credit Brooklyn pitching tonight. Wilmington no errors. They left only 4. The victory to Sammy Tavares. The loss falls on Michael Cuevas, who really did pitch well tonight. Another reason why maybe the wins and loss pitcher record is, just about meaningless to tell you about a guy's value, because Cuevas falls to 6-12, and he gave up 2 runs in 5 innings. The save tonight goes to Dyson Acosta. He has 9 saves already. He didn't have a single save coming into the year. He has been terrific. It was a swift one, 2 hours and 14 minutes, and a good crowd, 3,323. So go back and recap this game that began at 6 o'clock, featuring Michael Cuevas of Wilmington and Jeffrey Colon of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Cyclones scored in the bottom of the second inning to take a 1-0 lead. Stanley Consuegra single. Jose Mena walked to make it first and second. But then Lugo flew out, and Swazi struck out. You're feeling like, hopefully the Cyclones don't do what they did yesterday, which was squander opportunity after opportunity. Last night, 10 innings, 8 of 10 had a base runner, but they didn't score a single run. Crazy. But they did score in the second inning, even though Swazi struck out after Lugo flew out. It was Sherman Newton tucking one down the right field line to bring in Consuegra from second base and make it 1-0. Jeffrey Colon was terrific over his first 4 innings. Struck out 4, gave up 1 walk, and another base runner reached on error. So Colon hadn't given up a hit until the leadoff man in the top of the 5th. Cody Wilson doubled up the middle, and he went to third base on Drew Mendoza's ground out. Paul Witt struck out, and so Colon had 2 outs, tying run at third. He got the next batter, Cole Daly, to 2 strikes. Daly hit a slow bouncing ball to first. Schwartz fielded it, flipped to Colon covering. Jeffrey just got there late. Daly beat the run, and the run scored. Cody Wilson came in from third base to tie the game. That was it for Colon. He came out, and Sammy Tavares got the next out, the final out, to end the 5th. But Brooklyn's offense immediately responded. They gave Colon a lift with a run in the bottom of the 5th inning. A leadoff single from Joe Swazi. He poked one into right field. And then a strikeout of Sherman Newton. Another strikeout of Matt Rudick. Alex Ramirez single to make it first and third. And JT Schwartz with a poke up the middle to bring in the run, make it 2-1 Cyclones. So Schwartz, the offensive hero tonight. The next set of guys, the arms, able to hold it down. Sammy Tavares, who came in relief of Jeffrey Colon, was phenomenal. Tavares goes out there, throws really hard, sometimes effective, sometimes not. And tonight, very effective. Got 7 outs, did not walk anybody, and struck out 2, allowed just 1 hit. Sammy tonight was not messing around at all. So he did his thing, and Dyson Acosta, 6 up and 6 down at the end of the game to pick up his 9th save. Acosta's been a godsend for the Cyclones in relief. So Brooklyn gets the victory 2-1. Cyclones go to 35-24, 65-60 overall. Wilmington falls to 27-32 and back to .500 overall at 62-62. And tomorrow's game, by the way, is the final game of the season series. Cyclones cannot win the season series. The best they can do is split, because with the result tonight, Wilmington has won 13 and Brooklyn has won 12. But that is a look at how the Cyclones did. And Nick, tonight, Cyclones get the victory. We've recapped the game, how they got there, and now hoping that maybe there's a little bit of luck falling their way from Dutchess Stadium as we look at the scoreboard, hoping and praying that maybe the Cyclones get some help, because they had the clutch hit and they got the pitching tonight that they needed to get the win.
Yeah, certainly a very good bounce back effort, and that's what they needed after the tough loss yesterday. Just could not capitalize on their opportunities, and today they did that. 2 out hits to lead to their runs. Still not quite where they want to be offensively in terms of bringing those opportunities along. 11 hits tonight, just the 2 runs. But the Cyclones will take it, and it was another outstanding performance from their pitching staff, from Jeffrey Colon onward. And Dyson Acosta able to come in and wrap it up. Sammy Tavares in between was sharp as well.
A look around the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Cyclones hoping for some help in the bottom of the ninth inning. Greenville and Rome. 8-0 lead for the drive at Advent Health Stadium. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, doesn't look like they're going to get the help they want tonight. 7-2 lead for Hudson Valley at Dutchess Stadium. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top nine at McCormick Field. A 5-1 Asheville Taurus lead over Bowling Green. Hickory and Aberdeen are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Crawdads in front of the Ironbirds 3-0. So potentially some more help on the other side of the standings. But Brooklyn relies on Hudson Valley at the moment, and that not going in their favor. Bottom of the seventh inning, Winston-Salem and Greensboro at First National Bank Field. 2-2 tie in that one. Rounding out the South Atlantic League scoreboard. In the Mets organization, it is the top of the eighth inning at PNC Field in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. 10-5, the Rail Riders lead over the Mets affiliate. And the bottom of the eighth at Low A, St. Lucie out to a 4-2 lead over Jupiter at Clover Park. And in the top of the eighth inning, Somerset 4, Binghamton 1 at Morabito Stadium. Rumble Ponies have not had much luck against the Yankees affiliate at Double A, and that seeming to continue again tonight as they are on the wrong end of the three-run deficit. Brooklyn able to make two runs stand up tonight because of outstanding pitching again from their staff, Jeffrey Colon to Sammy Tavares, and then to Dyson Acosta to wrap it up, and Wilmington quiet with the bats as the Cyclones bounce back into the win column. Have won three of the first five in this series, an opportunity to take four of six if they can get the win tomorrow. But less about winning the series and more about winning every day. Only seven games remaining down the stretch, and the Cyclones know that everyone is so important, trying to chase down Hudson Valley after losing the division lead yesterday. So Brooklyn improving to 65-60 on the full year, 35-24 on the second half, and Wilmington dropping back to 500, 62-62 on the full season, 27-32 on the second half. Junior Santos getting the ball and a big start for Brooklyn tomorrow in the Sunday finale against Justin Science. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 1. Outstanding pitching from the Cyclones. And RBI singles by Shervin Newton and JT Schwartz make the difference. Join us again tomorrow when the Cyclones wrap up their home season with Wilmington. First pitch at 2 o'clock. Cyclones pregame on the air at 1:40 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones back into the win column on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.